Today we begin our study of Revelation, the 11th chapter, very important chapter in the book of Revelation. And we're going to discover the identity of the two witnesses. Now, if you've seen the film Left Behind, you know that the two witnesses are standing before the Wailing Wall there in Jerusalem, and they are literal prophets, and as they speak, as they open their mouths, fire literally comes out. Now, the problem with that is that the symbols of Revelation are used to represent something that is literal, but you can't take the symbols literally. The book of Revelation, the book of Daniel also, are kind of like the Bible's heavenly cartoons. They depict reality, but they don't use real characters in that depiction. And so we have to let the Bible decode itself when it comes to symbols. So we want to know who are the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11. We start with verse 3. You say, why do we start with verse 3? Well, verses 1 and 2 actually belong in chapter 10. And don't ask me why it was divided where it was. You'll have to ask Erasmus when you get to heaven if he's there. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days clothed in sackcloth. We've seen this 1260 day period before. The days are symbols of years. This is the Dark Ages when the church ruled even over the state during much of that time. God's people were in hiding. Truth was in hiding. God's program was being trampled, you might say. And so it says that these two witnesses prophesied clothed in sackcloth. Now, sackcloth was worn as a sign of mourning. And so the two witnesses are in a state of mourning during the 1260 years. They are prophesying in a state of depravity, you might say, or not in their best condition. And so we might ask ourselves, who are these two witnesses? Now, the Bible clearly says that the Scriptures witness of Jesus. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and verse 39. Jesus said, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but it is these that bear witness of me. Notice Jesus says the Scriptures, and he's referring to the Old Testament Scriptures, bear witness of him. Again, in Luke 24 and verse 25, he said to the two men as he was walking along on the road to Emmaus and joining them, he said, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27, and beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all of Scripture. So the Bible witnesses of Jesus. It is the Old Testament and the New Testament are his two witnesses. Obviously, the New Testament witnesses of Christ. That's what the Gospels are for. That's what the Epistles are for. That's what the book of Revelation is all about. So the entire Bible, in two parts, Old Testament, New Testament, are the witnesses of Christ. Who are the two witnesses then? The Old and New Testament. Let's continue on in Revelation 11. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. Now lampstands hold up the light. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So God's word is light. Olive trees, the source of God's word is the Holy Spirit, as it inspired writers to write. And so the olive trees, the Holy Spirit is represented by olive oil in some instances in the Bible. It says, if anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone would desire to harm them in this manner, he must be killed. It's interesting through history, scriptures have stood. Many have tried to destroy scriptures, but scriptures continue to stand. It says, These have the power to shut up the sky in order that rain may not fall during the days of their prophesying, and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they desire. We will continue tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.